An umbrella group for European consumer organisations has called for an EU-wide investigation into seven airlines, including Ryanair, for charging what they regard as unjustifiable fees for hand baggage. In recent years, passengers are asked to pay for all but the smallest of bags, with charges varying between airlines. The umbrella group BEUC, say they are exploiting consumers. Its Director General, Agustin Reyna, told us how.
These different low-cost airlines are charging consumers sometimes from 6 to up to 75 euros to bring their hand luggage on board. And this is illegal since European legislation and the case law of our highest European courts has already considered that consumers can bring hand luggage for free on board. The European Court of Justice has identified as hand luggage as a luggage that consumers can bring or passengers can bring on board of a reasonable size. From our perspective, a reasonable size means that you can bring on board and put on the overhead compartments. So not only those that you can put under your seat.
So that needs to be defined for this issue to be resolved.
Right now, we ask the authorities to indicate that actually consumers, you know, should not pay when they bring something on board. There is also an ongoing discussion at European level where decision makers are going to define what is this minimum standard. So basically the size and the weight of the carry-on luggage.
That's Agustin Reyna there talking to our reporter Joe Caulfield. Well, Owen Corry is editor of Travel Extra and he joins us now. So Owen, has the consumer organisation got a case against these airlines?
Yeah, timing is everything here, Audrey. The European Commission is looking at hand baggage in general. It's looking at it for a different reason. But this coalition of consumer bodies across Europe, and it doesn't have any legislative role, but it is a very, very important lobby group. They say we got to put charges into that package as we re-examine hand baggage.
Yeah, because we heard the representative there saying it's illegal that passengers are allowed to bring it for free. And yet in their statement, Ryanair say that they welcome the filing of this complaint, which will confirm that their bags policy fully complies with EU law, which grants all EU airlines the freedom to set prices, including prices of optional services. So which is it?
The devil is in the detail. What is reasonable? Agustin says that it's not reasonable to confine it to what Ryanair do, which is effectively a laptop bag or a handbag. They don't charge for the 10k bag on board, or they can charge, but people pay priority boarding so that they can get a larger bag on board. So Ryanair will say that the laptop bag is reasonable. Agustin's organisation is saying that it has to be a larger bag. Now, the really interesting part of this is the way cabin baggage has evolved over the last 20 years is that we have been allowed larger and larger bags on. And the days when you were allowed, I mean, some of the charter airlines would have allowed 4kg as their maximum. That was raised to 10kg by Ryanair free of charge. And when they started charging, and there are seven other airlines in it, the EasyJet, Wizz, the usual candidates, they have all increased the baggage size, but now started charging for anything larger than a handbag. So all of that is going to, it isn't in the mix at the moment, because what the European Commission is looking at is to get a standardised size, because it's a bit of a Rubik's Cube. What size bag do I bring on EasyJet? Ryanair and Aer Lingus usually converge on the size, but it's not common across Europe.
Okay.
What the consumer groups want is somebody to say it is this is how the size that you need to allow free of charge on board. That would be a big win for them. And it does look like there's a bit of momentum behind that call at the moment.
Thank you very much. Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra.